Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day. I wanted to bring this really quick video about labeling gluten-free products, especially if you are manufacturing or making them yourself. It was actually answering a question from a subscriber I got recently about using a commercial kitchen to produce a product that is gluten-free. And how is the kind of the legalities, if you will, or how does the FDA recommend you label these? Well, I'm going to go into really quick. I'm going to show you this resource. This is on the FDA.gov website. It's really specific information about the what's known as guidance, what they recommend you do through the FDA in regards to labeling. And so really quick, if you're brand new to the channel, take a look around and definitely subscribe to our channel. If you're interested in producing a food product, starting a food business, or if you want to create a food product for online or retail sales, this is definitely a channel you want to subscribe to. We offer a ton of videos about how to get your recipe to market and kind of everything in between. So let me hop around really quick. I'm going to show you what the FDA is stating about this. So, of course, gluten-free products are really for people who suffer from celiac disease. And of course, that's a disease that affects millions of Americans, and of course, probably hundreds of millions around the world. But it is definitely an allergen issue that you want to kind of steer your customers away from. If they are in the market to get a food product, you want to make sure that it's labeled. And I'm going to go into specifically what that means. And right up front, the labeling of anything, no matter what it is, but the labeling of any food product is really for the general health and safety of your customer. And to be honest with you, if it was me and I was producing a gluten-free product, which we actually do have some, we have some gluten-free cookies in our product lineup. We use dedicated materials, dedicated bowls, dedicated equipment and utensils, specifically for all gluten-free items that we use and manufacture, that we make. And I would highly recommend you label it as such. And I would highly recommend that you do the same. If you're sharing a commercial kitchen, it can be kind of tricky, only because when you're producing a product with people who have this type of allergen, there's a term known as cross-contamination. And what it could be is that there could be a utensil, a board, a table, anything that you produce a food product on, the surface could potentially have non-gluten-free ingredients. And what that would do is cause an inflammation or potential outbreak or reaction for the person eating it. So you may not think about it that way, but commercial kitchens are obviously used by a multitude of people, and they use a multitude of ingredients, a ton of different things. So it could be a little bit of a challenge making sure that your product is not cross-contamination, unless you're bringing in your own materials as far as equipment and such. And I don't think that would really make any sense if you're renting a commercial kitchen, bringing in equipment. And normally the commercial kitchen probably won't allow you to do that. You want to be super careful with cross-contamination and the potential for someone to have an allergic reaction from someone else's ingredients. Okay. Now, when it comes to labeling, so how is there's a gluten-free rule. It's actually defined. It's FDA defined by this term up here. Let me get really quick. There it is. And this was in anything produced in or after 2014. Okay. That must meet the requirement of the agency's gluten-free labeling rule. And those rules are below here. And again, I'm just going to cover a general bit of information here, and I'll leave this link above and you can come and check this out for yourself a little more detailed. I won't necessarily get into all of this here and read it. But bottom line is what it says is you want to, is it mandatory that you have to label something that is non-gluten-free? Believe it or not, it's not. But it is recommended, very, very recommended, because here's the thing. Again, going back to what I said at the beginning of the video, you want to educate your customers as to what your product is and where it's produced. We actually have in our facility, we produce gluten-free cookies, and we've had a really good success with them. We label it as the following. I put it on there. It is produced in a facility. The standard allergen warning is on there. So it's produced in a facility that handles wheat, eggs, tree nuts, peanuts, and that kind of thing. But I put a little disclaimer on there, a little bit of information for my customers from the bakery that we use dedicated equipment. And equipment could be anything from, like I said, bowls or spatulas or even like a KitchenAid or something like a commercial mixer that's dedicated specifically to gluten-free products. So at no point in time Did we over cross contaminate or utilize any equipment? Okay. We separate that from all of the others. And that's been a huge success for us. So if that's what you want to do, if you're going to produce a product that you want to label as gluten-free, and again, by the way, really quick, a side note right here, this is some great information that goes into a lot of different scenarios. Okay. If you're making canned grains and you've got rice, you're using different rices and such, canned foods and so on and so on. This is really specific and it's not a lot of reading. It's just really brief, but it's a great information. Definitely read up on all of this. You know, you don't have to do this all in one sitting. If you just want to read a little bit of it, I'll have this link. Like I said, the link will be in the description. But definitely as I do in my bakery, in my candy shop, anything that I produce that is for someone, that is gluten intolerant, you just use a separate set of equipment, you know, and it doesn't have to be 700 utensils, you know, or spatulas. Just, I have a mixer that is dedicated to it. I have some cookie sheets that I use, but I also use a disposable parchment paper. So you want to just minimize any potential cross-contamination, but put that little bit of information on your label. Let them know that you are making it in a facility that handles that, but you are definitely not using it. And if you want to dedicate the equipment, say, look, we take our precautions and we utilize equipment that is not being used for other ingredients, and our products are safe, et cetera, et cetera. So put that little tidbit of information on your label, and that's going to also cover you from a legal standpoint, and also just to keep the health and general well-being of your customers. You just want to keep them in mind. And to be honest with you, you'll attract more customers with more information that you can actually give them. And again, check this link out below. This video isn't a hugely dynamic, exciting, spectacular video like every other video that I produce, but it is very informative. And if you are producing a gluten-free product and you want to know how to label it, this is the final ruling that the FDA has laid down. And this is a great resource. So take a look at it. And I will see you guys on the next video. If you found this very helpful, as always, guys, I appreciate the big thumbs up and the positive feedback. And if you have any other questions about this, please do ask me down below and I'll get you some resources. Take care, guys.